Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer and performer, and mom of four.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
Hey guys, Katie here, and I want to talk to you about Prep Dish. Now, I've got four kids, and I ain't got no time, and Prep Dish just literally saved my meal planning life. It is a meal planning service. Every week, you get an email with a grocery list, prep ahead instructions for the chef impaired, which is totally me, and all of your meals are ready for the entire week. No guesswork needed. I just finished the super quick 1 hour prep for the week. I can't believe how fast it went. And now every night I don't have to guess what's for dinner. I have a paleo or gluten-free ready meal for my family. Prep Dish is offering you a free trial. Visit prepdish.com/SK, where the founder, Allison, is offering you a free 2 week trial so you can try it out for free. This is a no brainer. It breaks down to about $3.50 a week. And if you're like me, it's so easy to just toss something of that value in your grocery cart anyway. You might as well toss in something that's going to save your entire sanity. And if you have the annual, you get all of the past plans. You can look at everything all at once. It's brilliant, it's easy, and it's actually super affordable. Visit prepdish.com/SK, where the founder, Allison, is offering you a free 2 week trial. Try it out for free. This is a no brainer. It's going to save your sanity. You prep for 1 hour or 2 hours on a Sunday night, all your meals are done for the week. Do it. Prep Dish.
Now, I know you guys have heard us gush about how much chatbooks has changed our lives, or at least the lives of the photos that used to live in our phones forever, never being seen, but here's your chance to start right now. I'm talking to you, people who have thought about it and haven't taken the next step. Chatbook series have changed our photo lives. I've been using chatbooks for a few years now, and Katie recently got all her photos printed using the chatbook series photo books. You can set up a book series, then literally forget about it. You can populate the book with photos from Instagram or Facebook, or you can even just choose to favorite photos on your phone if all your Instagrams are photos of bagels. Or you could do a bagel series books. No judgment here. It's inexpensive. It's 10 bucks, that's including shipping, and that's only when you get to 60 photos. So if you're a slow poster and you stay pretty private and you don't need all the books and you don't have a kid, you're taking 70 photos a day, then you're totally in control. You're not getting 2 books a month necessarily. They even have a love it or your money back guarantee, so no strings attached. Go to chatbooks.com and enter the code SK to get the first book in your series free. Give yourself a little gift and check them out. It will be worth it, and your books will be pretty. And someday your grandkids will look through it and cry and say, look at grandma. Wait, that's not grandma, that's a bagel. But she had pretty food. It's worth it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Coming to you with part three of Instagram. This one is about Instagramming for business. So if you're just now tuning in for the first time, we have talked about Instagramming for your own personal memories, journal. We talked a bit about workflow and upping your photo game on Instagram, particularly in regards to capturing your family moments. Mm-hmm. And then this third one, we're going to be talking about specifically using Instagram as a tool for your business. But before we get into that, we have to thank our amazing sponsor.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Home Printers.
You know, the thing you might have.
It's that big box in the corner.
That's dusty. It's for sure dusty. You probably are using it as a coffee table at this point.
Or also, like if you borrowed table. The cord from it, you're not going to find that again.
You're never going to find that again. Okay, so that was it. I mean, this is a real intro. I feel like that was a good descriptor. So now people know what we're talking about.
Yes.
What's sponsoring?
Printer. It prints things. In theory.
Right. It should print things.
It should print things. Okay. Some taglines for Home Printer.
Home Printer. Where is paper? What's paper?
What is paper?
What is paper?
Home Printer, I have not needed you all year, but now I need to bring something that's in 10 seconds, and I'm out of ink. Home Printer.
Home Printer. Home Printer. You never work when I need you.
Mm.
You never follow through.
Mm-mm.
I'd throw you away.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I might throw you away, because I can just buy a new one of you cheaper than I can buy more ink for you.
Mm-hmm.
Home Printer.
Thanks, Home Printers.
Okay. I feel like that was a dark turn, but you know, I mean, we don't guarantee it's going to be an upbeat sponsorship.
No, when it's these just been like a name mention.
Right. We named it a lot.
So Instagramming for business, it can be a great business tool. If you have a business, I think it's important to identify whether or not you actually
have a business.
Have something that you need to market on Instagram. I know a couple people who they didn't know they were going to become popular.
Right. They're just that cool.
But they became popular and then sort of retrofit a business into that popularity, and they're called influencers. It's an actual It's an actual thing you can do now. And that is almost, I would call it like the Kardashians of business. If the Kardashians are like, we don't have a skill. We never said we did.
Right.
But we're famous.
Being entertaining. So watch us. And everyone's like, okay.
Right. And then now because they're popular, they're kind of just figuring out, you know, businesses they can do with their popularity. That's fine. That's totally a strategy. If you want to be an influencer, I don't know that you can just set out to be an influencer. I think it's sort of something you're noticing as your growth is organically growing.
Setting out to be an influencer on Instagram is kind of like saying, hold on Thursday, we're going to shoot a viral Instagram video. We're going to go shoot a viral video real quick, a viral YouTube video. I'm like, well, I can tell you that you're not.
Right. Yes. And having been a part of a viral video, let's just say there was about 100 others that you've not heard of.
Still are.
They're still
coming.
They're still there. They're
it's
on
a golden
YouTube.
Egg.
Yeah.
Golden egg.
And you can go search those. So you'll see Instagram Husband has over 6 million views. And then right underneath that, you know, the video has about 500 views. So
still good.
I think so.
But not viral.
Still proud of it. Okay. But that is the thing. You can charge to push product on your own Instagram. People pay that because you have an audience and you've created it. But I'm going to be talking a little bit more about if you have begun a business, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you have a service or you have a product, Instagramming for that. And we're also going to answer our listener questions you guys answered or asked on Instagram.
On
our business page.
On our viral video.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about personal brand, Shaylee.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you may have grown up with brands such as, you know, McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
No.
Perfect. We love to see you smile. Is that their older
one? Have you had your break today?
See? We're products of the brand.
To all be petty special sauce.
How do you know all of this?
My mind is just an endless, useless wasteland. Mm. Have you seen the movie Inside Out?
Yes.
You know when they take all the bad memories you don't use anymore and put in the dump? I don't think anything's ever been dumped in my brain. It's all accessible.
Lit up.
It's all accessible.
Okay.
Yes, those are brands. And I think that when you're starting a business, you almost are thinking of it like, well, I need to look really, really professional.
Right.
And so, for example, my very first website, I was a little bit nervous about naming it Katie Day Photography because I was like, oh, I should name it something more mysterious. Like, you know, I don't know what the top runnings were. There was a big list. Like, whatever. White lace weddings, bluebird photography, some object and a thing. And then it's kind of, it creates mystery behind like, how that could have been tons of people. That could be a whole, that could be a huge brick and mortar somewhere that we don't know about. But in fact, it was actually just me. Well, for whatever reason, my gut told me I'm just going to do Katie Day Photography. And then from there, I can do whatever I want. What I didn't know is I was creating a personal brand because basically the person who shows up to shoot the wedding is Katie Day. And the more I can reveal about me as a person, it can actually benefit me and how people want to book me. So instead of website copy being like, hey, welcome to our studio. We are so excited you're here. We're a full service photography, blah, blah, specializing in this jargon, professional talk. My website said, hey, good looking, can I take your picture? I'm Katie Day, photographer, and here's 5 things I like. Grilled cheese, whatever. And went from there.
Taking your money.
It was putting a personal face on a brand. And that has escalated dramatically in the last few years because of social media. Instagram being a big one. So You don't have to hide behind corporate jargon anymore to sound professional. In fact, people would find that probably a little bit odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be like, but who are you? But like, who are you as a person? Like, what do your kids look
Who's going to show up and take my picture?
Mm-hmm. And because of this, it's a little bit confusing because sometimes you're like, am I following a real person or am I following a business? It blurs the line.
Right.
But I think as long as you're aware of it, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. You just have to know you're getting the highlight reel. You're getting the curated version of this person because ultimately there's a website right there that they want me to click.
Right,
and they're, everything they're putting out there has a strategy behind it to get me to click that website. So if you're the person with the website, let's talk about using Instagram to get people to click it.
Click it.
Marketing.
Marketing.
Instagram is free. You can promote posts, so it's not totally free now because nowadays there's a thing called an algorithm.
It says,
I'm showing you what you want to see. And all the influencers in the world went, no.
But we want to show you them what we want them to see.
I actually don't really like it. Do you like it?
The algorithm?
Yeah.
No.
I don't really know many people
don't
who
do. Show me what I want to. I want to see what's happening, what's being posted right now.
I want to see chronology.
Right. I don't want to see something that I comment, cute.
Yes.
And then I, like, Opal had an allergy test. And I was like, hey, any tips, guys, on our business or our podcast page? And, like, I, like, 24 hours after, I'm getting people who are, like, responding to my, like, seek for help, like, little message of any tips.
And everyone's gone.
Like, you need to bring a bunch of books. I'm like, well, too bad that it's 12 hours old. Mm-hmm. It was still very helpful, encouraging, whatever. But anyway, I thought if you showed the stories in order,
it wouldn't have this problem. Yeah. I do feel like it's a little less enjoyable as a user. I guess I understand because as Instagram is a business and they have found a way to make people pay to promote their posts. And it's not expensive. I get it. If you're running a sale or like I will do a day of mini sessions and I want to sell them out, that might be worth the push. But it just feels like it's totally changed since the old Al. I call him Al.
Al. Oh, man. This Al. New Al.
We should have been brought to you by the algorithm.
The algorithm. It's like, I'm here to talking about something very important. It's called money.
You may think you know what you want to see, but only algorithm knows.
Only I know. Ask Al.
So if you are a business, how do you go about doing an Instagram for your business page? Shayla, you have a business page for your video?
I do. Her creative service has an Instagram page.
Right. And I have talked in previous episodes about positioning my my Instagram as more of a personal branded thing. And I think what you need to do is you have to decide what you are as a brand, what you're selling, who you're wanting to sell to, and you have to make just a basic guideline. It doesn't have to be totally extensive, but of what you want your page to look like and represent. Just think of it as a portfolio. So I'm a photographer, so it's a literal portfolio of photos. Shaylee's a videographer, so a lot of it is videos.
Some of it's like behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, which I think people enjoy. If you're, you know, a weaver, show what you're selling. Or if you're a visual artist in any way, it makes a lot of sense. If you're a service, it's a little bit trickier, but people like life coaches and whatnot, they still are using personal branding. A lot of times it's pictures of themselves.
Right. They're the brand.
They're their brand.
Even with the podcast, you and I talked through, at first we weren't going to have an Instagram. We were like, let's just keep, we have our personal followings that are decent and let's just pump it out on there. And then I was like, I'm just going to get it just to have it, just so no one else takes it, because all those people out there are going to be just trying to get it, I'm sure. So I got it, and then I remember I posted, like, one photo, and I was like, sorry, I posted it. There's a post on there. And then now it's become this outlet of, like, oh, nothing I'm posting here would make sense on my personal page.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't even, I mean, we probably should more if we were smart businesswomen, but post on our personal pages more to push people to the podcast Instagram, but it's kind of taken on a life of its own. The engagement is better. That's even a good example of like creating a space that people who are wanting the product that you're selling have like a community.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. We've talked about that. We called it a safe place.
A safe place.
So like if you mention a podcast on your personal account and your personal account has lots of different things going on in it, we would notice, because we did. We were like, we're searching for topics, anything you got, blah, blah, blah. And no one hardly even responded. We had a podcast-specific post on our Instagram for podcasts, and you all answered.
Everyone answered. And even one step further than that, we've asked for topics before or questions in a Instagram story.
Oh, yeah, and that performed
and that everyone, right, responds directly to us and everything's private. Mm-hmm. They were the most responses we've ever gotten was from that.
Right, and we think it, the psychology behind it, this is me spitballing.
We're psychologists.
Because if you are following Shaylee's personal life, there's a chance you might be lurking just a little bit. We all do it, where you're kind of like, I don't know her. I feel a little bit uncomfortable that I'm following her and I don't know her. I'm probably not going to comment because I'm not going to be like, hey, I follow you. There's something about it. But if you go and you like a podcast or you like a product or you like a service, you're telling the person who's running that, I like this already. I'm visible. You know why I'm here. Uh-huh. And therefore, like, responding and talking about this product would make complete sense because you're out of the closet. You're not a lurker anymore. You've already, like, you've taken the first step to engage. So I do think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea for your business to have its own Instagram. And if you already have a personal Instagram, I think you just have to make the decision of whether or not that takes on your business persona.
Right.
Or you start fresh with a new business.
Well, and I think a good deciding factor, like, for instance, my friends that I know that have creative businesses and a personal Instagram, and they're the same. You would fall into that category, Katie, other than the podcast. All of my friends that have that, it makes sense because their brand and their business is also their name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that's where it's like, is your business called something other than your name?
Right.
And I feel like that's a really good black and white just, okay, if your business isn't your name, then that could be confusing.
Right.
So then branch out and have maybe a separate Instagram. But if your business is your name, and you are the graphic designer or the life coach or the photographer or whatever, then, like, Rachel Dimbo, we talked about weaving, her Instagram is also her personal. And I think she does a great job of, like, she wrote a book.
Yep.
She writes e-courses. She weaves. She has a big following. She has a blog. But all of that is under her website named Smile and Wave, which is also her blog. Which is...
Check her out.
Yeah, which also has her name under it.
Right.
So that's a good... I don't know. I don't know if that answers it or makes it more complicated, but I don't know.
There's not a one-size-fits-all. So I think you have to do a little bit of journaling, a little bit of introspection, and try to decide what your end goal is for your product or your service. But I will say, just personally, kind of deciding it has been a little bit freeing for me, because then you kind of know, you're not just like on the fly kind of being like, should I post another picture of my kids? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're kind of deciding in advance, like, what the purpose is of this particular gallery.
Yeah.
And we're not. That's good stuff, Shay. Well, Shay Shay.
Oh, that's going to be my new Instagram, Shay Shay. I'm sure it's not taken.
Yeah, it's not. I just checked. I actually just started one on Shay Shay.
Shay Shay.
I'm sorry. Also, I was going to say, it's a good thing you bought up Shaylee and Katie.
Right.
Because there's another Shaylee and Katie in Minnesota.
No.
Starting a podcast.
No way. They have northern accents, though.
Yeah, so...
Our Midwestern just kind of blends with everything. We're for the people.
Yep. Non-regional dialect.
Except it is Murrican. Sorry, everyone from other countries.
Okay, so... that's just a little bit about personal brand. Okay, so what is a brand? A brand is a consistent look and feel and tone that your business should have. So if you're applying this to Instagram, think about somebody who just sees that you've commented on something, or you appear in their explore page, or you've commented on somebody that they follow. You have about 10 seconds to get their attention when they click over to your profile. And what do they see? They see your profile, your icon or profile image, the circle. They see your name, they see your bio line, and then they see your first 9 grid, right? So what a lot of people do, which would be a very intentional use of this platform for business, is they have a actual style. They have an actual color scheme. They've decided all of this in advance. They have actual rules on what they've decided to post, and they're aware of what each icon looks like in relation to the one next to it or above it. They make sure that it's varied or it's consistent. Varied meaning it's not like a close-up of someone's face every single time. They might do a close-up of someone's face followed by a panned-out landscape, followed by a medium shot of someone, like, you know, holding hands with their kid. Whatever. If it's interiors, it could be a close-up of a vignette followed by a panned out space. You know, they're mixing it up right. with intention so that it all marries together. They're thinking about the grid as well as each individual post.
What's the magic number two? Because I'm, if you've ever seen our grid on our podcast page look good, that's Katie. And if you've ever seen it look bad, like, where are those borders? Where are their borders? There's half of a screenshot from the cell phone I can see on there. That's me. Sorry, Katie will send me screenshots and go, why do you do this to me? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have to go find what I've done. But what's the magic number of like alternating these many, like this many types? Is it three or four to where everything's not like it's all like diagonally beautiful?
That's true. Okay, so everything comes across in a three grid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means every fourth post is going to land above
the first, number one.
Right. So if you always posted a black and white photo
for one and four,
then it's always going to line up like on one
side. And you want it to line up because then as you bump them over, then they're diagonally lined up. And then as you bump them over, they're...
Well, I wouldn't like them to line up because I'm anal.
So and also, you would always look and say, let's see, what's my number one, two, three? So I have to make sure this four doesn't match the one. Is that what you would do?
Basically. Save it for five or save it for three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the kind of stuff that people who are like managing, like their job is managing social media. This is the kind of stuff that starts to be really time consuming. And you start to go, I see why companies have somebody who has a social media manager.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can take it as seriously as you want to take it. But I guarantee you, whoever's running Starbucks is taking it this seriously. And that's why when you go to their icons, you're like, wow.
Like, there's too much blue in that picture. I'm sorry. We're going for the hunter greens and golds this week.
That's exactly what it is. And you should look at their feed because it's a really great example of someone who's killing it on the curated business feed.
And money-making, really. Starbucks is...
And money-making and great coffee.
Killing a lot, yeah.
And they kill. They do
beans.
Kill.
They kill beans.
And dreams.
Roast them right up. Beans and dreams. Starbucks.
So that's something that, you know, that I learned even in design school. You know, we had to create collages based on, you know, when you're designing an album or a book, you're looking at which photos appear next to each other and how they, you know, you wouldn't want one above something that suddenly makes a head have horns or mergers of any sort.
Just that's stay just, away from making people look like Satan.
That's,
you're good.
That's all something that comes into your thought process as you design your little miniature gallery.
Cool.
If you can't picture it, because I have people who are like, I don't know what it looks like until it's next to it. I can't fathom it.
Like once they post it, they're like, oh man, yes, I should have done that.
Yes, yes. There is an app that does many things.
Oh.
Many things. But one of them is you can preview your grid before you post. And it's the app is called Later. And for one reason, you should download it because you can schedule your posts, which is super cool. Because if you don't want to live on your phone, but you're wanting your business to have a consistent social media posting.
That's how famous bloggers have a baby and then like their account posts. And you're like, wait a minute.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. You could sit down for an hour at the beginning of the week and schedule all of your posts for the whole week and then log off and not, you know, think about it again. Mm. And it's called Later. But another reason is because it populates within the app, it populates your feed as it is right now. So you can see your grids. And then you can put what you are planning to post next and it'll show it in that little grid. So you can kind of preview and be like, maybe not. Maybe I'll put a photo in between those two. And another thing that a little shout out to them, I feel like my grandma. Already.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm supposed to keep up with all these changes in social media. Like, I feel like Instagram has changed dramatically in the last week.
I know. The 15-year-olds are like, what? You old person? You're like, I know. We're old.
I know. I'm feeling it. I watched my grandma try to attach an image to an email once, and I thought I was like...
A genius.
Gonna die. Like, I thought I was like, oh, no, this is... Okay. This is how I die. I sit here, and I watch this, and I die. And I'm feeling it. And so I'm going, oh man, what's going to be my email attachment? Because I'm already feeling like I'm giving up and I'm like 32. But Later has a baller email program. And I am like of all the things I'm subscribed to, I always read theirs because they're like, here's what's changed in social media this week. And they just bullet point it. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay, cool. So like when the stories started being archived or you can highlight them, they're like, here's how these different brands are already using that feature and how you can do it.
Later is not sponsoring this podcast, but it sounds like they should be.
Maybe I should have called them before.
Shoot. If they're sponsoring this podcast, you'll know that we called them after this and worked something out.
And I'm a millionaire! It's a free app. So I don't know how they're going to pay us. So that's really cool if you don't want to have to always be like searching, going, what's this do now? How could I implement that into my business? You can just let those people do that for you and read their newsletter. Thanks later. Yes. So the grid, the bio, I think, try to be as concise as possible. Shaylee, what'd you say about your brain thing? You got about a few seconds.
Somebody's brain has to burn calories when they get to your website or your Instagram and they're trying to figure out what it is you do. Mm. It burns calories just like exercising burns calories. There might be a full episode on this down the road. Get excited.
Get excited.
So if they have to burn too many calories, their brain shuts down. They're like, whatever, and they click on. So you're wanting them in the least amount of calories to be able to understand what it is you do and what you're selling and take the next step.
And take the next
step. So if you're trying to get them to sign up for an e-course, there better be a link with an e-course and it says...
E-course.
My e-course is make your brand better. Click.
Boom.
Link it.
Yes.
Whatever. I capture your family.
Right. I capture them and I don't
maybe
let them go.
Maybe for ransom, maybe for photos. Who knows? Maybe don't use that one. But yeah, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's really good. You can use, if you have more than one link to one business, you can use a product called Linktree.
Linktree. Thanks, Kelsey Baldwin.
Thanks, Kelsey Baldwin.
Shout us that one.
LINKTR.EE.
.EE, because they fancy.
They fancy. And all that does, the only thing that does is it provides multiple links on a tiny little landing page that you can brand and then it.
You can brand or you can use one of their ones for free. Yep. You can see the free version on our Instagram.
Yeah, the free version on my Instagram as well.
Yeah, it's great.
So instead of just katiedayphoto.com, it says link or okatieday/linktree. You click on that and you have a link to my portfolio, my podcast website, my mailing list, MailChimp. All of that. So you don't have to choose. And then you can say link in profile and it's like...
And it's not things. Literally a link you're having to completely change all the time.
That's right.
It's
That's
awesome.
Right. You can also utilize, pay attention to how many characters you get because a lot of people are wasting free space. You can change your name. So, okay, you have a username, okatieday. But then under that, you can put your name, right? Well, you get like 30, 40 characters to write that. So you don't just have to write Katie. You could write Katie Day, photographer. You could write Shaylee Murphy, video podcaster.
Oh.
What's a video podcaster?
I don't know. Find out. YouTube Click my link star. Tree and find out. what if your Instagram is your name? At Shaylee Murphy. Shaylee Murphy.
Right. But you could, if your business.
Right. That's
you
true.
Could say what that business is so that people don't even have to top over to see what you do.
Nice.
It's just on whether you like, if you liked something, it
podcaster,
appears.
Mother, video producer.
A video producer, mom
of one. It's hard.
Shaylee's new theme for 2018 is to say it's hard.
It's hard.
So funny. Okay. So yeah, you can utilize that space. Ours says Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. And then we very quickly describe what the podcast is, and then we have a link tree below. So, yeah, if someone clicks over, they know immediately that it's a podcast. They can go down to the first, like, 9 pictures they see and get a taste of, like, our vibe. And then they can decide, ultimately, if they want to follow or not follow.
Cool.
Okay. Now we're going to go in and see what you guys asked, and I really hope we have the answers, because you have some good stuff. You smart.
You guys smart. We're going to do our best.
Okay. So this one's from Barbara Fisher. She's a musician, harpist, music educator, and she's a blogger. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barb.
And her Instagram is at Fish Harper Jr., I believe. F-I-S-C, Harper Jr. And she asks how to use Instagram for business, networking on social media without being creepy. Networking is... great. You know how I network?
How?
I think nice things about people and then I type them. Oh. Instead of just thinking them, I type them to them.
Okay, that's a good networking way.
And people tend to enjoy compliments.
They do. People enjoy compliments. We're going to teach you how to get ahead in the business world. Compliment people.
But really, you think nice things all the time, but a lot of times you think, oh, they're too famous. I shouldn't, like, comment. Like, who am I?
Right.
Who am I to comment? Go ahead and comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Network. Who knows? And then I think, too, networking, taking it the other way. So Katie was coming at the angle of, like, approaching people with large followings. So looking at the maybe you have a decent following or not, it doesn't matter, but you're going after just random individuals that you're trying to network with in a way of, like, building your community or people that, like, if you do sell an e-course or a product, people that you're wanting to get involved in it. So I've gotten, like, a lot of messages on Instagram mm-hmm. that are obviously copied and pasted mm-hmm. And sent to a lot of people. Yep. And usually I can tell right away, or they're really nice and intentional, and then the second message is like, would you like me to earn some, like, part-time income doing something where you can stay with your family? And then it turns into the, like, no.
Right.
You're just pasting out to a bunch of people, right? You tricked me. So I think that being really intentional and real with people, and if you are going after, like, maybe it's not the best idea to copy and paste, but, like, never go after anything with an ulterior motive, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or to just get the sale. If you're genuinely trying to network, mm-hmm. the idea of networking is building a community of people that get to know you and like you and value what you have to say because of that, but not just asking people to, like, give things to you. And I don't think that's where she was going with that, but just in general.
Right.
Yeah, starting a conversation where you have, like, a friendship with them, and then all of a sudden they get interested in the link that's in your profile.
Right.
And then they ask, what is it that mm-hmm. you do? I don't know.
And I would rather have, like, 50 genuine connections with people mm-hmm. that I have, like, a actual genuine conversation with than 5,000 people who I've never, like, they're not necessarily going to buy your product just because there's a number of them.
Right.
You know, if you invest in a smaller group, they're more likely to buy your product than just... Yeah. And general chatting out at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah, I think too, like Katie was saying, just reach out and send them a nice message. We have people that will email us, not that we're like some sort of huge, like, conglomerate on Instagram or anything, but people will message us nice emails about the podcast, not like looking for a response or whatever. But those are some of my favorite ones. And sometimes people just ask questions about diaper bags, and they get way too long of a response for me where Instagram cuts me off because I'm still responding because they caught me at a time where I'm
right
alone and with my phone. But I think, though, that builds, I mean, that makes me, like, there's some listeners that we have that message us and I respond to that now I feel like I have a relationship with mm-hmm. when in the real world we never met. I'm not asking them for anything. They're not asking me for anything, but there's a genuine mm-hmm. friendship on Instagram right. that happens through that. But don't be afraid to message people. And then I think, too, just having realistic expectations to where if you don't hear back from them, especially if they're someone that has 50,000 plus followers, like, it's okay. Don't, right. like, hold it against them and decide you can't get over it.
Don't make it personal.
Right. You get upset every time they post something. I think you send it out not expecting anything in return. And then if you do, great. Just cast out a whole bunch of little fishing yeah. poles and see.
I think that's good, too. Yeah. And find people within your same niche and kind of learn yeah. from each other. That's good, too. I like what you're doing. Any tips on this? Get the conversation going. There are some inauthentic ways to build your numbers. We have found. There are robots. There are services. There are things that can automatically post on your pictures. Neat.
Neat.
Or
great pick. And great it's like pick. A video.
Yeah, so sometimes you can't take some of this too personally because it might not even be a human being.
Everyone's had one. Sometimes it's like an emoji and they'll be like, good quote, like, good thought. I right. love this. You're like, do you? Because it's about, like, my grandparent passing away. So, you know.
Yeah.
And you can just buy followers.
You can just buy them.
We Googled this. You can literally pay a number mm-hmm. and get, like, 1,000 followers or whatever number, but I didn't even know that that was like a thing. You could just literally buy your number up.
Yeah.
Which doesn't, that literally is just for bragging rights because you're not creating any sort of organic engagement and right. those fake followers aren't like buying your product.
No, they're not.
So wouldn't suggest that, but that's a thing that yeah. exists.
I think that that's a really good thing to keep in mind is that popularity does not necessarily equal profitability.
Yes.
You would rather hone your audience to people who care about your message and your product mm-hmm. than just go for numbers that don't equate into anything. What's the quote about Monopoly money?
It said having a lot of Instagram followers is like being rich with Monopoly money.
Right.
Am I quoting Katie Day?
No, that's not my direct observation. It was like a meme.
But it's a way to figure out how to make the Monopoly money and exchange it for real money. And there's ways to do that.
Right.
But just since somebody has a whole lot of followers doesn't mean
that it's even your target audience at all.
Yeah.
I don't want to dilute my so we talked about posting what you want to shoot. I don't want to post such generic things that I can book any type of generic business. I'd rather hone in on what I love to shoot, mm-hmm. post that, and then the followers who are leaving, I know, aren't into that, and I can wish them well.
They're not my people. Or
find
maybe they were robots. Who knows?
They're probably robots.
They weren't real to begin with.
They weren't real to begin with. So kiss them goodbye, and it's all good. It still hurts, though.
Yeah.
A little bit.
One thing also about just kind of the is it worth it, there are ways and tricks around it. So Brittany Kingery was on, and she was a great example of someone who has like a huge Instagram following that isn't like selling a product, just has like a normal job in the daytime job. You can go back and listen to it. But she brought up Instagram pods.
Yes, comment
pods. That blew our minds. We didn't know that comment pods were like a thing. Mm-hmm. But in a nutshell, basically you get like up to 12 people, mm-hmm. whatever the allotted number of people who can be in a like a DM, basically.
A direct message, sorry.
Instagram lingo. Anyway, you get those, and then whenever someone posts, they put like an emoji or something short, and then everyone who's in the pod goes to that person's picture and they comment more than just like one word. Like, oh my goodness, this is so inspiring. I can't wait to reach out and blah, blah, blah. This podcast is going to be great.
Because the more comments your post gets, the
Faster they get them, the higher they appear on the hashtagged top 9.
In the algorithm in general.
In the algorithm,
right. On your feed.
So if Katie
people
and I,
like this, so we'll show it to you.
We'll show it to other people. And that's how popular people get more popular. Anyway, so that was a thing. She like gained a lot of followers, but it's like a full-time job because people are posting once a day. So you're
not only committed to your feed, you're committed to 12 other feeds.
You're 12 feeds and growing them, but it works. And so that comes down to the, is it worth it?
Right.
But if it is, and you're dedicated to putting time of your week away to growing your Instagram in order to grow your business, and if you're selling a product that's online or whatever, then it may be worth it. Honestly, if you're local and your people are local, it may not be worth it. Because who cares if you have 50,000 Instagram followers and only 100 live in town?
Right.
So if you're selling online training,
yeah,
or something that can be nationwide, or like a podcast, honestly. Yeah.
Passive income?
Yeah, passive income, then something like that could be interesting. But we didn't even know those existed. There's all kinds of things. You could probably Google, grow my business for Instagram.
Right.
And get a lot of good advice.
A lot of bad advice.
Qualified, yeah. And a lot of bad advice.
Well, and so just take that with a grain of salt, because you may want to get down on yourself and be like, my business page isn't even near what this person's business page. There's a reason, usually. There's usually a reason, and sometimes it's not even what it appears to be.
Fair. Sometimes it's just an Instapod.
Sometimes it's just an Instapod. I've texted people before going, are you in an Instapod? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, I can tell.
Yeah. Like, what? I feel like the Instapod, now I know. We're like, you're not that best of friends. You're potting it up. This has Instapod smell all over it. That wasn't even that good of a post.
You're the first photo on my feed 100% of the time. Are you in an Instapod?
You're an Instapod. Yeah. Are you Instapodding me? And I'm an Instapod and I don't even know it.
Oh, that'd be great.
It's called friends.
Could I be in one that I don't have to participate in?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Just weigh the pros and the cons. You only have so many hours in a day. I'd rather make a thing than promote a thing I never made.
Amen.
Jamie Parson says, oh boy, where do I start? I have all the questions about business building. My greatest struggle is balancing. I don't really care about social media, and OMG, I'm trying to build an online business, and I have to care. How do I do this? And I think this would be a good one.
I know, Jamie. Hi.
Hi, Jamie. I think this would be a good one to kind of wrap up this episode with, because
yeah,
Shaylee and I do this every single day. We're like,
I could live without it, but I know that it's
strategy,
necessary.
Strategy, strategy, strategy. What if I don't even care? I just log off.
If you notice, some weeks we post like 4 times, and then there's other weeks where we're like, well, we have to post because there's a new podcast episode today, so we'll post something and then not post until the next week.
It's true. It's true. That's a very real question. And Amy Reasoner tacked onto that and said, oh my word, yes, this. here's the thing. There are, it depends on what your brand is, what your service is, or your product is. I'm a photographer. I don't think it's absolutely necessary for me to post twice a day and be engaged all day long in order to book a photo shoot.
Right.
Chances are, if I have a gallery that sort of lives there that I add to from time to time, that's probably enough.
Right. It's more like a website portfolio digitally.
Right. So be really honest with yourself, because here's what I don't want for you guys. I'm trying to write an e-course right now. And so I started thinking, oh, I need to tailor my grid to match the kind of things that are going to be in my e-course.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't want to spend so much of my day tailoring my grid and that I never write the e-course. So, I mean, sometimes it is probably I need to go create this thing. So it's actually better strategy to log off for a little while versus right. If you're an influencer and they're all about the numbers and all about the timing, it's more important for them to keep at the top of that algorithm because views equal money for them.
Right. And I think though, that's a good way to look at it is, so Jamie does like personal wellness. I'm going to solder this. I'm sorry, Jamie. It's like a personal training, but also like a wellness coach maybe is the title of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamie's goal in her business is never going to be to have so many followers on Instagram, especially if she doesn't like it. If she loved Instagram, maybe that's your goal, to be a fitness influencer. But your goal is to share content, build a community, a safe place for your clients and different followers to like get tips, be interested, ask questions where maybe they wouldn't call you. They don't want to book an appointment yet, but maybe they'll ask a question about nutrition or something like that, like baby steps that could lead them to connecting with you in a business transaction later that may start with a year of them following you on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's more of the goal, and it's to have something to where when someone looks you up on Instagram or someone, a client posts a workout pic and tags you in it, that a random person is going to go there and think, oh, she looks legit. There's good content here. Maybe I'll hire her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as important about, well, like post 3 times a day.
Right.
Your grid needs to look a certain way. You need to be pumping out all of this content because people who do that full time, that is their full-time job.
40 hours a week,
just like any job. It's not like, oh, they don't even have to work. They just do Instagram. It's like, no, that's their job. That's where they work.
They're treating it like a job.
Yeah, and it's important to them because they're making a lot of money from every single post.
Right.
Every post is sponsored. There's a reason behind why they're posting. And so I think that knowing that, it sets the bar lower to where, like, you don't have to be that.
Right. No. Let it go.
Ever.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Like, if that happens and you're the viral hit and you're the Instagram husband of your industry, then great. At that point, maybe you'll spend more time on it or hire someone to do it because you are having sponsored posts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you're just trying to create almost like a simplified website of some good nuggets and content, set a reasonable goal of posting once a week, posting 2 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't beat yourself up. Use something like Later to where it's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is that you're creating a space to where current clients, future clients, and people somewhere in between, and then just random ants or whatever can just follow you and get a little bit of a look of what you do. And yeah, think of it more like a little website on Instagram.
Yep. And then this is just one more reminder that your captions can say anything.
Anything.
Anything. The picture does not have to be a visual representation of the caption. We have a guest coming up in a couple of weeks, Madison Headland, who her whole feed are beautiful pictures of herself, and then the captions are announcing anything she wants about her business. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a picture of a weight.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about your new weight class,
it can be weightlifting, and it's like you lifting a weight.
Right. It can be a picture of your kid if you want. It can be, you know, anything. So sometimes you don't have to post 3 times what could be said in one caption.
Yeah. And if you have a photo shoot, or we're being very specific, Jamie, sorry if you were like, whoa, I didn't mean like literally pick me apart, but We're giving a lot of helpful advice. But if you did, I saw, like, she, I think she's had a photo shoot or had some sort of, if you have a shoot or you have a day where you're trying to, like, get all of your information together, pictures to schedule, group them into, hey, these could be literal posts. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm doing a meal planning one. This is a picture of me meal planning. That would be a good one I could use to post.
Right.
Or general ones. Like, mm-hmm. these are just good branded ones of me. It's good ones of me.
Yep.
Whatever, yoga-ing, mm-hmm. Or these are me just kind of like general working, or these are me just my lifestyle pictures of me and my family.
Right.
Then maybe group those into a folder. So then like, hey, I know what I need to post this week, so now I can just go grab a photo out of the lifestyle folder.
Yeah.
Post anything up there.
Yep. Yep. I think it's just important to be really, really honest of how much of an Instagram presence you actually need.
Yes.
And just symbolically, don't forget to actually write the e-course.
Don't, yeah, write. Do the thing.
Do the actual thing.
Do the thing that you're passionate about. Right. And if it's not social media, that's okay. You can still do it without making right. it like your life.
Yep. Okay, for our segment today, we're going to do Word at a Time Story, bringing back a classic.
I'm excited. Ready? Oh, I'm ready. Sheepskin?
Sheepskin.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. One.
Day.
Margaret.
Thatcher.
Sheared
a
sheep.
It
was
so
beautiful
when
the
sheep
was
sheared.
So
she
sold
that
sheepskin
to
anthropology.
And
it
was
a
success.
And that is how sheepskins came about.
That's how literally that Margaret Thatcher sheared a sheep, and anthropology was like, yes, we can upcharge that by like tenfold.
Yeah, she has a great relationship with anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that about her.
No, I didn't even know
it that. Wasn't even in the movie. That nope. scene was not in the movie with Meryl Streep.
No,
I felt like that was a miss on their part.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Thanks, guys. See you next week. Hey guys, welcome back to Katie and Shaylee.
Nope.
Podcast. I rebranded.
Did you rebrand?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I just felt like we should go alphabetical halfway through.
Did you?
I did. So you will be receiving some tax information in the mail.
Oh, good. Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love hearing from you on Instagram, emails, and especially iTunes reviews. Reviews help others hear about the podcast, and we read every single one. We also really appreciate you guys who share the podcast with your friends on social media. If you want to reach out, you can contact us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com, or you can find us at shayleeandkatie.com. We couldn't do it without you, and we love you.